Wednesday afternoons 3 to 5 p.m. and re-airing 5 a.m. on Mondays on WRCT Pittsburgh. The stormy weather, a mercurial mix from a tempestuous post-punk to sunny twee pop, every Friday 1 to 3 p.m. on WRCT. And you are listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight. Thanks for tuning in. Getting into our final minute here, we got Bridget May Power in the background. Have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Do I feel older every minute.
So I'll go and find a spinet.
I'm so glad that I could bounce this off of you.
You're nobody else unless and like you do.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM, Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own stream. Plus, tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728. Today, puzzles and games all morning long, including our pop quiz in about 5 minutes. Also, we will have 11th grade cellist Ellie Tang with us from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. She joins us at 10 o'clock. Angelina Jones, a poet entering her senior year at the Ellis School, will be here with us at 10:35. And Northside pianist, musicologist, and raconteur and good friend Tom Roberts joins us just after 11 o'clock Eastern. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me right here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Saturday Light Brigade with Lucy Kaplansky getting us started. I've just seen a face, and although I cannot see yours, I'm glad it's here, presumably along with your ears and all of you. Hello to Craig in Macon, Georgia. Thank you very much for your kind note. Also checking in this morning, Ross in North Carolina, Susie in Alexandria, Virginia, and Tommy in North Chesterfield, West Virginia. Also, hello to John in Economy Borough. And that gets us up to date so far. Nice to have you here. And in a moment or so, our pop quiz is coming up.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Can you believe school is already starting for many? And if you know a teen who is looking for something to do after school, we have free after-school programs and Saturday programs throughout the year. And they return September 15th. It's never too early to peruse them and to register. You don't need to register and make a commitment. You just need to make a one-time registration so you're in the system, so to speak. And we know information such as emergency contacts, dietary restrictions, because we want to create a safe environment, have snacks, etc. You can learn about our teen programs by going to ymc.slbradio.org. That's Youth Media Center, ymc.slbradio.org. We've been to so many back-to-school bashes and celebrations this week, including one at Pittsburgh, Manchester. Pittsburgh King and Pittsburgh Perry. We also welcomed students from, actually teachers from Pittsburgh Academy this week. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's pop quiz. You have been presented with a bank. There are 50 coins in said bank, and the 50 coins are made up of all quarters and dimes, 50 coins in total. They are all quarters and dimes. And our challenge to you is, if they total exactly $8, how many of each kind are there? Again, you are given a bank. There are exactly 50 coins in the bank. They are all quarters and dimes. They total $8 altogether. 50 coins totaling $8, all quarters and dimes. many of each type are there? Do you think you can figure it out?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
But I wouldn't be dead for nickels, Lord. I wouldn't be dead for dimes. I'm gonna pack up my hard luck and leave it all behind. I'm going out in the world to find what I can find. Well, now I woke up this morning, sun shining bright. I had to feel myself all over to check that I was feeling right. You know, life, it ain't easy sometimes, you struggle with all your might. But a brand new day follows the darkest night. Well now, honey, honey, baby, don't you get mad. Don't get mad now. It's so hard to get happy when you're feeling sad. But you know, life is a miracle and that can't be so bad. And these may be the best days we ever had. For hard times, hear me talking now.
It's a nickel for the fiddler, it's a nickel for his tune, it's a nickel for the tambourine kind of afternoon, and it's a high holiday on the 21st of June, and it's country music in the park and everybody's room. It's fountains full of dogs and kids, and it's freaky apple pie, and it's the ones that's come to play, and it's the ones just passing by, and it's coats of many colors, and it almost makes me cry. Lord, it's ice cream on a stick, and it's something you can't buy. Well, it's a fiddler from Kentucky who swears he's 83, and he's fiddled every contest from here to Cripple Creek, And it's old ones and it's young ones, and it's plain they have agreed that it's country music in the park as far as they can see. It's a nickel for his tune. It's a nickel for the tambourine kind of afternoon. And it's a high holiday on the 21st of June. And it's country music in the park and everybody's ruined.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Guy Clark. Nickel for the Fiddler. And Fiona Boyers before Guy Clark with Nickels and Dimes. This morning's pop quiz indicates that you've a bank containing quarters and dimes. There are 50 coins totaling exactly $8. How many of each coin do you have? 412-200-5975 if you would like to share your answer. Or 1-888-752-7234. Kimberly Turner has the correct answer, as does Miles Zuckerman. Good morning. Thank you. Sue in South Park also came up with the correct answer, as did Ralph in the South Hills. Kathy in Tionesta also has it. So does Vidya. Good morning, Vidya. Jim in Crafton Heights also has it, as does Mark and Slippery Rock. So good to hear from you, Mark. Craig and Blonox not only got the correct answer, but he showed the correct algebraic equations. Several brigadiers did that. Craig did so. And Tommy also did. And a correct answer from Dr. Nelson Harrison, playing along. And Leslie Clark also showed all of the work to solve two equations and two variables. Jim in Blackridge has the correct answer. And Ross showed all of his work and explained the solution like a good teacher would. Thank you, Ross. John in Economy Borough also showed his work. And good morning to Craig in Macon, Georgia, and Susie. Tom in McCandless just got it correct, as did Mike in Mars. And the correct answer, did you get it? The correct answer to our puzzle is that you have 20 quarters, which gives you $5, and you have 30 dimes, which is $3. 30 dimes is $3. You add 20 quarters, $5. That gives you a total of 8 and a total of 50 coins. You can also do it by setting up two algebraic equations. Q is the number of quarters. D is the number of dimes. Q plus D equals 50. And 25Q plus 10D equals 800. Solve for either Q or D. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with this morning's pop quiz, along with our thanks for playing along. We'll have a chance for you to earn another charge coming up in just a few moments. Zoe Mulford now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Summer days in a summer town. Summer people are walking round. They go flip-flop on the boardwalk. They lie in the sand. Every year we build the beach up good, but the sand washes down to wild wood. The dark sea is hungry and it eats away the land. But we've got ice cream and lemonade, a pocket full of quarters at Chili's Arcade. Summer money to be made, gotta last the whole year. Old guys with fishing gear, standing in a line at the end of the pier. They're praying for a week of sunny days before another summer's washed away. Summer nights in a summer town. Party starts when the sun goes down. They go flip-flop on the boardwalk under carnival lights. Summer lovers hand in hand are standing in line at Wonderland to be flung high in the dark sky and laugh at the night, cause they got ice cream and lemonade, a pocket full of quarters at Chili's Arcade. Summer money to be made while we hold back the pilings, it foams through the cracks. You can stare past the railings at white caps on black velvet waves. But we've got ice cream, lemonade, pocket full of quarters at Chili's Arcade. Summer money to be made, gotta make a bit more. Beach balls and boogie boards, all the little children who come down. Sure, they're praying for a week of sunny days before another summer's washed away. Summer days in a summer town, flip-flop on the boardwalk. Summer people are walking round, they go flip-flop on the boardwalk. On the boardwalk and beach balls and boogie boards, all the little children who come down the shore and all the guys with fishing gear standing in a line at the end of the pier and all the merchants down the shore except for the guy who runs the video store. They're praying for a week of sunny days.
That's Zoe Mulford at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Our history riddle is coming up in just a few moments.
Tonight I'm gonna. refusing to unwind.
Saturday Light Brigade with one of Poco's big hits, interpreted there by Rhonda Vincent. You want to take a guess on the year that Poco had a hit with that? I don't know the answer. I am going to look it up. I'm also going to offer a guess of 1977. Is that what you think too? Well, we'll see if we can find the correct answer. And I'll share that with you and give you a chance also to answer this morning's Hysteriddle.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th. From 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
So close. But I didn't go over, so I think I may have won. I said 1977. The song was introduced on Poco's album Legend, which was recorded in 1978. And it became a hit single in 1979. How did you do? Did you get it right on the nose? I thought of where I was. I knew it was high school when that song came out. So that's what pointed me to one of those years. Let's see if we can point you to the answer to this morning's Hysteriddle. Ready? She was born in Boston in 1857. And enrolled in the Boston Cooking School 30 years later. After serving as its director, she resigned, and on April 23rd, 1902, became her own school's creator. Known as the mother of measurements, she changed the way that millions of people cook. Today, her name is associated with her best-selling culinary book. Do you know who it is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Mile smokes, longing to go back where people seem politer to say hello. And even I'll go, I've been way so long, I think this is the right road. But it's changed so much, I know for sure. Yes, the day will come and I'll be on the right road. I'm saying hello, and even I'll go, I can send off a letter to them, but that would be no surprise. No, I got to wait, or wait for that look in their eyes. And I'll sit by the creek where the water runs cool, and I know I'll have such a good time. I'm saying hello, and evening I'll go. I can smell the coffee brewing. I'll take my black, you know it's good, it's good to be back. Go and tell me how you folks been doing. I'm saying hello, and evening I'll go. Hey Bill, won't you tell me when that train to stop? I wanna get off and say hello to a couple of people I think I still know. And I ain't one to miss my words. I'll take a piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late, you got to get what's on the plate. Take mine black, you know it's good, it's good to be back. Don't tell me how you folks been doing. I'm saying hello, and evening I'll go. Hey Bill, won't you tell me when that train will stop? I wanna get off and say hello to a couple of people I think I still know. And I do too, and I ain't one to miss my words. I'll take a piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late, you got to get what's on the plate. Yo, little lady,
Jive Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see your man, and ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that Jive Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on the corner, all full of jive, but you know that you've avoided, I'm forced to give you $5. Hit that Jive Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see your man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that Jive Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see your man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that Jive Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on the corner, all full of jive, but you know that you've won, and I'm forced to give you $5. Hit that Jive Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see your man, and ain't got time to shake your hand. Shake your hand, hit that Jive Jack, put it in your pocket
the Saturday Light Brigade with John Pizzarelli. And hit that jive. Jack and Dan Hicks and his hot licks did Cowboy's Dream. Number 19. Before that. Was just now looking for a particular song. And there are so many variations in the way to spell most of the words in the song. I knew we had it. And I finally figured it out. Has that ever happened to you? Even with very detailed ways of searching things, it took me a while. I'll explain it to you in a moment. First, here again is this morning's Hysteriddle. She was born in Boston in 1857 and enrolled in the Boston Cooking School 30 years later. After serving as its director, she resigned and on August 23rd, 1902, became her own school's creator, known as the Mother of Measurements. She changed the way that millions of people cook. Today, her name is associated with her best-selling culinary book. 412-200-5975. A belated Saturday Light Brigade charge to Josie in Ohio, who had the correct answer to this morning's pop quiz by way of Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SLB Radio. And I see that Jess has solved the Hysteriddle. As he plays along on Facebook, and a few text messages and emails coming in. Good morning to Stu and McCandless. Mike and Mars has the correct answer to our Hysteriddle, as does Tom and McCandless. And Tommy in Virginia, and Russ in King, North Carolina. Going back to our puzzle this morning about quarters and dimes, Tom said you can take the 50 coins and put them on the 50 stars of the U.S. flag and arrange 30 dimes across the top and bottom rows, and the middle rows, and the 20 quarters atop the intermediate rows, and display all of those coins. Instead of stars, we can use coins. I'm going to try that. I'm not sure which I'm going to have more trouble finding at home, an American flag or 30 dimes and 20 quarters. I probably have both fairly handy. Let's say hello to Susie in Alexandria. Hi, Susie.
Good morning.
I'm going to be curious if you know something about our answer today that If I knew, I had forgotten. But first, we'll have you identify who this person is. Who is it?
Fanny Farmer.
Fanny Farmer is it. And do you remember the Fanny Farmer candy company, the candy stores?
No.
They were out and about, I should know the year, but interestingly, they had nothing to do with this Fanny Farmer. In 1919, a guy named Frank O'Connor founded Fanny Farmer Candy Shops, and he chose the name to capitalize on Fanny Farmer's reputation. He changed the spelling from F-A-N-N-I-E to F-A-N-N-Y. Some of my sources say he was honoring Fanny Farmer. I think he was exploiting her name,
right.
Frankly. But I did not... I mean, I think he probably fooled a lot of people. I never gave it much thought until doing some research. I was curious, you know, are these the people I think they are? And indeed, they are different. So that's kind of neat.
Well, my I'm only recently familiar with Fanny Farmer. It was not a cookbook that I remember my mother having. And I actually, while I was sort of tootling around after I talked to Ricky, I just reordered the hardcover because I can't find my paperback anywhere. You know, it's not with my cookbooks. But my friend, one of my friends who's from Pittsburgh but lives in Michigan, her grandmother would always say, "Oh, well, I'm going to go find that in my Fanny." Which, you know, got some looks if you didn't know what she was talking about.
It's interesting. She had a stroke very early in her life and really fell in love with cooking as part of her rehabilitation. And she is known as the person that kind of added science to cooking. Things like what is a level teaspoon and how important it is to measure precisely. She would talk about cooking as a science and really believe that recipes had to offer consistent results. When the book was first published, the publishing company did not think she was going to be a success, so they only printed 3,000 copies of her cookbook. It sold out very quickly, and now it's still in print 100 years later. She really believed that cooking is a practice of science and chemistry, and you need to take care about those particular items as you cook and as you learn to cook.
Yeah, that's amazing. I did not know that about her, but you know, I know there's at least one recipe that I feel like it was a recipe for potato salad. But I know there's at least one recipe that of hers that I've definitely used more than once. Maybe it was like on vacation. Because like I said, you know, we did not have a copy at home. But I think like on vacation, you know, the vacation house had a copy.
Yeah, and I can't recall if we had a copy growing up or not. I remember the Betty Crocker cookbook.
Yeah, we had that.
And there were a couple other...
Joy of Cooking. We had that.
Yeah, we had the Joy of Cooking. There was another one. Gosh, I can't remember it. It was sort of a funny take. It wasn't Heloise. It was another one of the... Peg Bracken is coming to mind. I think Peg Bracken wrote a cookbook kind of designed for throwing stuff together.
Oh, yeah. Was she the I Hate to Cookbook person?
Yes. Very good. I'm sure you're right. That just jogged a memory. I believe you're right. The I Hate to Cook cookbook.
Yeah, we definitely had that at home. We definitely had that. And I always thought that was so funny. And I don't know if I ever saw my mother cook from it. But just we just had it on the shelf. And I always thought that was fun.
I haven't thought about that in years. That was during the day.
Well, I haven't either.
Yeah, Irma Bombeck.
Of course, now my parents have moved on. I don't think they took any cookbooks with them. You know, they have three meals made for them every day, so.
Well, I'm glad to hear people still use cookbooks and think about cookbooks, although I think now the internet is a huge cookbook for lots of people.
It is, you know, but I really prefer to have a recipe printed, you know, like, you know, either in a book or printed on a piece of paper. You know, like holding the phone or holding a tablet or whatever is just like, I that frustrates me when I'm cooking.
It can be helpful. Plus, you know, the recipes, if you keep them, I have my mother's recipes on 3x5 cards and little slips of paper. They take on a certain patina over the years.
Definitely.
A lot of memories.
Well, my mother actually made a cookbook. I mean, she didn't make the cookbook herself, but she did it. We lived in Honduras when I was a little girl, and it was, I don't know, like the Women's Guild or something, and they got together and made a cookbook, and it was in English and in Spanish, and it was called Exquisito, which I think is like similar to... Well, Exquisito, I think, is similar to, like, you know, Bon Appetit, but don't quote me on that. But it was a spiral bound, and my mother would go down, like, almost every day to the printer, and, you know, she would correct the mistakes that the printer had made. And ever since then, whenever I've heard that someone wants to make a cookbook, I'm like, they are crazy. Because it's so much work. But yeah, that's something I definitely remember from my childhood, that my mother helped put together this cookbook.
Well, you would,
I still have a copy somewhere.
Typos in a cookbook.
Not with my cookbooks.
Typos in a cookbook could be a dangerous thing, depending
on
what it's...
It really could be.
Well, well done. A charge to you, Susie. And if you're wondering... The I Hate to Cookbook came out in the year 1960. And in 1967, the I Still Hate to Cookbook came out.
Okay.
And there were a few others. The I Hate to Cook Almanac in 1980. She got a lot out of that brand. but she published a few other books too, including Instant Etiquette in 1969. So quite a bit. Susie, thanks. A charge to you. Once again, good to have you with us as always. Take care. And here's the song I had trouble finding. Chitlin can be spelled lots of different ways, with or without an G at the end. Cooking is generally spelled the same way, but could have an apostrophe at the end or a G at the end. And Cheatham, as in Cheatham County, has a proper way of spelling it, but there's a lot of typos in the song notes. Nonetheless, I found Sierra Farrell in the song Chitlin' Cookin' Time in Cheatham County.
There's a quiet and a peaceful county in the state of Tennessee. You will find it in a book now that they call geography. Not famous for its farming, it's either mining or its steels, but they know that there's chit cooking and them Cheatham County hills. When it's chicken cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be courting in them Cheatham County hills. And I'll pick a Cheatham County chicken cooker, how the longing that the chickens will feel. There's an art in chicken cooking, and in all good chicken cooks, they must master it by practice, 'cause it ain't renowned in books. In the hills of Cheatham County, in sunny Tennessee, when the chitlins are in season, is where I long to be. When it's chitlin' cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be courting in the Cheatham County hills. And I'll pick a Cheatham County chitlin' cooker, I've a longing that the chitlins will feel.
Chitlin Marketing Bureau, headed by Sierra Farrell, with that song. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLB Radio.org.